T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
How do you become best friends with one of your new neighbors, especially if that new neighbor is famous?
Cardi B, you know where I'm at. You know where I be. You run the club.
That's the mission of our own Jeff Dollar.
My wife and I moved a month or two ago and found out soon after that right around the corner from us, Cardi B and Offset have a house. And we would like to be friends with them. I want to have a cookout and make hamburgers and hot dogs with Cardi and Off.
Now, I'm guessing with people as famous as they are, their house has got to have gates and, like, guard gates and stuff, I would imagine. You can't just, like, walk up to their front door and knock on it and say, hey, I'm having a barbecue this afternoon. Y'all want to come over?
Right. And thank you to everybody with a million suggestions. Jen, yours was great. Crash a drone in their backyard. And
that's
then,
what I'm thinking. You just happen to be playing with your drone. It malfunctions. It falls in their backyard. You knock on the door. You say hello. Then you're best friends.
But here's the problem with that. They're celebrities, so they'll be thinking that it's some sort of paparazzi thing.
Oh.
Like the drone was flying over to get pictures in their windows or something, you know? And then somebody suggested, I thought this one was brilliant, just get a puppy and go up to their door and go, did you guys lose your puppy? And then they'll be like, oh, my God, it's a puppy, blah, 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 blah. But here's the problem with that. That's a one-shot deal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I go up and they're not home and they're out doing famous people things, award shows or concerts or music videos or living their best life while I just pathetically try to be a part of it, then I can't do that again. Like, I can't go up there weekly with a puppy.
Right.
Like, is Cardi here? Can you ask her? Oh, she's not? Okay, go back. So I came up with something brilliant. The U.S. Postal Service. The U.S. Postal Service, y'all, was the original email where you would actually write stuff on sheets of paper and then you fold it to fit in these things called envelopes. And then you close the envelope, put a stamp on it, and it gets delivered to the home of the person that you're trying to get in contact with.
What is this archaic thing you speak of?
Uh-huh. So I wrote a letter to Cardi B and Offset. I know their address, and I'm going to mail it to them.
Okay.
I would like to read the letter to you.
Give us the rough draft, and then can we give you some feedback?
Yeah, I welcome your feedback.
Like, what if we just, if there's a line in there that we don't like, what if we just all audibly go,
okay, great.
Okay, Amanda, what's yours? Is yours,
yeah, I like
a buzzer?
Yeah,
okay,
just
do it. And Rachel? And Janine? Okay.
Jen? All right, all at the same time.
Buzzers are ready. If you get to a place where we think you need to rewrite.
Okay, all at the same time. 1, 2, 3. Oh, wow, that is horrifying.
Beautiful.
Okay. Dear Cardi and Offset, hello. My name is Jeff. My wife Callie and I just live a few houses away from you with our dogs, Lily and Sadie. Okay. I imagine that your lives are overwhelmingly busy. And as you become more successful, it becomes increasingly difficult to escape the spotlight.
Ooh.
What?
That's just pointing out already that you know how famous they are, and that's the only reason you want to be their friend.
It doesn't say anything. Yeah. It doesn't say anything about me wanting to be their friend yet.
It's the underlying meaning of it all. I say strike that sentence. Okay, keep going.
We wanted to let you know that you have an open invitation to join us for a quiet, normal, neighborly dinner at any time. We grill out a few times a week and eat outside when the weather allows. Never fancy, always low key. What's wrong with that?
You sound like a stock invite.
Well, first of all,
never fancy.
The first problem is that you mentioned the word normal, okay?
Yeah.
Like, they have a different normal than you, but don't go addressing it. Second of all,
should I replace
never fancy, always low key. They are some of the most bougie people out there.
Yeah.
Like, you can't be like, it's so low key. And then they're going to be like, it's not worth our time.
Rachel, you don't know them like I do. They, oh my God. That's part of their act that they have to put on
for
their
fame. How do you know they
want
to be low key?
Keep breathing.
Can I you guys?
No, but that's my advice.
So do I replace normal with typical?
No.
No.
Just
their typical and their normal is different from yours. Just strike the word.
Yeah. Just keep it as like,
because then
we
if they
dinner.
Expect their normal, okay. you are not going to meet their expectations.
If you ever want to chill with neighbors like a normal person,
take it out.
They think they're normal. They are normal.
Yeah,
they are just,
they are just human
people. Beings. They're regular people.
They put on
they're
their
living
pants
their best lives.
Same way everybody else does.
Yeah.
If you ever just want to chill with neighbors, give us a call or text. We always have decent wine and beer, a pretty stocked fridge, and we can DoorDash from one of the great nearby restaurants.
DoorDash? They can DoorDash to their house. You need to be cooking them something on your big green egg. That's what makes it special.
I know, but like, what if they don't want, like, I don't know what they're, like, what if they're like, oh, we really want to, you know, try pig and chick, but we can't stroll in there because we're Cardi B and Offset. So we can DoorDash that.
It just doesn't sound very special.
Of course, culture is welcome as well. It's okay.
We got it.
Okay. We'd love to have you, but it's totally okay if you're too busy or this.
That is not for you to say. That is Cardi's word.
But then I'm just trying to like be
Do not try to be relatable.
No.
We'd love to have you, but it's totally okay. Open parentheses. Okay. Ha ha. Close parentheses.
No. Don't even address that you know about that.
We'd love to have you, but it's totally okay if you're too busy being bad and bougie.
Stop.
Can I make some reference to them?
No.
We'd love to have you, but it's totally, but we totally understand if you're too busy or this is too weird.
Cardi B, you know where I'm at. You know where I be. You in the club, just to party. I'm there, I get paid a fee. I be in and out them bank so much, I know they tired of me.
Honestly. Oh.
I think you need some edits before you put that in the mail, honestly. I think you put it up online and let our 11 listeners edit it for you.
Oh, God. Okay.
Okay. So in the, like, we'll put it on Facebook in the comments, then they can write, like, lines that you need to include.
Okay.
And lines you need to strike.
All
because
right.
you just, you're going to mess this up.
All right.
If
I want
to leave it to you and your own devices, you're going to mess this up.
And we'll say, I'm proud of most of the letter. You just got to take
Rachel,
out all that.
Quit brown nosing. It's terrible.
No, I can't.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.